A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the hearing of all the people, Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of the scribes who like to parade around in their robes and love marks of respect in public, front seats in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. These men are going through the savings of widows while they recite long prayers to keep up appearances. The heavier sentence will be theirs." And Jesus glanced up and saw the rich putting their offerings into the treasury, and also a poor widow putting in 2 copper coins. At that, Jesus said, "I assure you, this poor widow has put in more than all the rest. They make contributions out of their surplus, but she, from her want, has given what she could not afford, every penny she had to live on." I took the liberty to broaden the Lucan Gospel reading for today, known as the story of the widow's mite, and included the preceding verses. In the hearing of all the people, Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of the scribes. These men are going through the savings of widows while they recite long prayers to keep up appearances." Jesus wants his disciples and anyone else who is listening to know that his God has a preferential care for the widow. The Bible references God's care for the widow 76 times. We cannot walk away from today's reading wondering what Jesus was getting at. In a culture where she had no standing or power of her own, apart from her husband or son, the widow's future was financially precarious and socially isolated. I want to suggest that the widow in today's gospel is a metaphor of sorts for those in our contemporary world, our societies today, who struggle to live day to day under obligations and expectations they cannot meet. The obligations of food and necessities, clothing, housing, health care, employment. They live also within a system that is intentionally designed to weigh heaviest on those least able to meet the system's demands. Jesus calls out the religious system of his day and challenges the people who live by the rules of the system, both the advantaged and the disadvantaged. Those advantaged by the religious system, in this case the scribes, burst with pride as they are seen, heard, praised, and recognized as powerful, holy men. Their quest for self-glorification etches God out, and they resist Jesus's challenge at every turn. The widow, compliant with the laws of the temple, is essentially invisible. and her mandatory offering deemed insignificant as her two coins clatter to the bottom of the copper offering box. Jesus, however, does not miss the irony playing out before his eyes. Jesus, like the one who sent him, sees everything. He sees the wealthy and powerful of this world, and he sees the wealthy and powerful of the kingdom of God. God receives the offering of the rich and the poor. God, however, measures the size of the offering on a different scale, the scale of the heart and inner disposition, not the temple box count. Today's gospel calls each one of us to see what God sees, to recognize our place in the systems in which we live, and whether we are advantaged or burdened, whether we resist change or not, whether we see those who are invisible. We might ask ourselves, what systems or arenas of life do I live in? Social, cultural, religious, political, ministry, employment. Do I see the scribe and or the widow in me in any of those systems? Do I vie for first place? Do I give generously? Where do I resist change for fear of losing an advantage? Sometimes we belong to systems, as did the scribes, who gave them, the system itself gave them an advantage, a very comfortable life. And in the name of God, they resist any change. And those who were simply in their mind fulfilling the obligations of the law were rather invisible. Where do I fail to see the widow in another? Where do I fail to see my own arrogance? Where do I get my feathers ruffled when I'm not honored or find myself first in line? As we search our own hearts, we pray for the grace, for we can not do this work without the grace of God. We pray for the grace to see what has been hidden, the widow, the least advantaged, the disadvantaged. We pray to see and to use the scale of judgment and counting, the measure, the same measure as God does.